Discovering the hamlets of the Anomarina. It may happen that even on a day at the end of May, with the high sun and the warm colors of spring, one looks for the tranquility of the Ligurian hills. A few kilometers from our farm holidays, behind the Anomarina, there are its hamlets, small villages with less than 200 inhabitants, almost hidden by centenary olive groves. Going there is a bit like a suspending time, taking a break from worries to connect with a simple world. You might think they are ghost towns, but no, the churches are often open. Outside the house, it is easy to meet their inhabitants who greet you curious, ready to give you directions. Surely, they are quiet places where you can rediscover a slow life. That's what makes them special. In this article, we will take you on a journey to rediscover Diano Calderina, Borgo Muratori, Diano Serreta and Diano Gorleri, the hamlets of Diano Marina. Diano Calderina. The first inhabited area that you will meet after a series of hairpin bends among a dense series of olive trees protected by bends is Diano Calderina, located about 2 kilometers from Diano Marina and 70 meters above sea level. This village has just 62 inhabitants. On the right, you will immediately find the parish church dedicated to San Giacomo. Initially, you will barely see its simple white facade with lateral volutes, reminiscent of an ancient carabinieri's hat. Behind it stands the bell tower, painted in a beautiful red brick. To access the church, simply walk along a small cobbled alley and cross the main door, which is almost always open. The simple interior, with its ancient slate floor and a simple nave, is more like a chapel, one of those places of sincere recollection where devotion is manifested in silence. This church must have enjoyed a certain prestige in the past. If inside there was a politic of 1514 and a canvas by Domenico Fiesella, today both preserved in the Diocesan Museum of Albenga. A curiosity, next to the church there is a rectory that can accommodate those who walk along the Via della Costa, the route that continues to the west along the Santiago's Walk. Borgo Muratori. Take the car back, or if you prefer, continue uphill, letting yourself be guided by the road. After a few more bends, you will arrive in the narrow streets of Borgo Muratori. This hamlet is also a treasure of peace. Immersed among the terraces, you will lose count of the olive trees. It is impossible not to peek through the courtyards of private houses so close to the road. After all, they are so well cared for, with their plants on display, that they seem to be there on purpose to make even the public space more welcoming. And then stop in front of the Oratory of San Biagio, located between the street and the garden of the private house. Opposite, you will find a bench. Take a few minutes and admire the stone facade of a small church. The silence of the valley could be interrupted just by the braying of a donkey, not far away. Diano Serreta. Continuing our route at 184 meters above sea level, we find Diano Serreta. Here you can park your car on the road, in front of a panoramic terrace from which you can admire the Gulf of Diano. On the right, protected by a high band of flowers and hedges, stands the Church of Sant'Anna. Hidden by the foliage of an olive tree, you will meet it at the end of a steep but short cobblestone staircase. Once at the top, the building will surprise you in all its elegance. The old pink facade is defined by pilasters and other neoclassical elements that give it a sweet austerity. Here too you will find easily come across some private courtyards, which we can only admire for their beauty, and for the good fortune of being part of such an extraordinary landscape. Diano Gorleri. Finally, our journey ends in Diano Gorleri. This is the hamlet of Diano Marina, which have the largest number of inhabitants, 172. Also here, it's not difficult to meet people to ask for directions. Of course, getting lost in these villages is really difficult, but it can be a good opportunity to have a chat and discover something new. As in all hilltop villages, the scenery is hidden behind a succession of overlapping layers. Emerging from afar, the white bell tower of the Church of St. Nicholas and Leonardo. As you get closer to the center, however, its view is partially hidden by the houses and the ever-present olive trees. To reach the small square of the church, you have to walk to any of the Carugi on the left. Here you will find yourself in front of what was once the center of village life. If you proceed towards the marble staircase of the church, it is likely that Prince, the guardian of the church of Diano Gorleri, will meet you. A cat, a little bit unlikely, but very, very affectionate. Follow him among the pews and admire the baroque rejoicing in every corner of the nave. From the walls to the ceiling is a continuous wonder. Paintings, stuccos, and trompe l'oeil. Would you have expected such wealth in a hamlet of Diano Marina?